the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. Hey, while you're out here, what you hope to accomplish?
No comment.
No comment? You don't want to talk about why you're out here?
Nope.
How's that?
Three.
All right, thank you. Can I talk to you about why you're out here today?
I want to speak to you.
Come on, you're out here marching around, but you won't talk to me?
I'm just adding to these people help out.
Do you even know what these people stand for?
I do.
What do they stand for, and why are you out here?
I don't know. There's just no reason that, to be.
Are you sure you even know what this is all about?
She didn't want to talk to him. That's the talk host John McCure with a protester at an Occupy Milwaukee march. Doesn't seem that they don't want to. That my read on it is that she didn't want to talk to him. Your read on it may be that she doesn't know why she's there. Well, either or, the Occupy Wall Street protests, as they are called, number one this week on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen in for another hour of the overview that a lot of you have gotten used to on the weekends, the top ten, the hot hits in talk radio. Talkers Magazine gets involved in this. They're the big publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs, as do we, every week, every day, to find out what the stories are, the topics, the things in news talk radio that turn you on. Let's see here. We'll go back to the countdown starting at 10. Sports talk radio is usually in that position. What's going on? A lot of stations have turned to sports talk. The World Series, Tony La Russa's retirement. That's number 10. At number 9, that money scandal that former New Jersey Governor John Corzine is involved in. Kim Kardashian's divorce, number 8. Number 7 is the Michael Jackson doctor trial. They keep talking about Michael Jackson. The guy's name is Conrad Murray. Okay, so he was involved in Michael Jackson's case, but he's the one who's on trial. Number 6, no trial for Gaddafi. He's gone. What's Libya like now? Number 5, Israel, Iran. Israel says they may strike Iran. The euro and the money and the situation of the G20 summit. That's number 4. President's jobs bill, number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the Occupy Wall Street protests are number 1. So, let's get to another host whose name is Tony Gates. He's talking to a protester in Grand Rapids. His name is Richard Ertl. The story is about one of the protesters holding up a sign that said, "The only good cop is a dead cop."
Your thoughts yesterday, you're like, hey, wait a second, this is not what we're about. The Occupy protest is not about the only good cop is a dead cop.
There was a lot of people upset that were involved with the march. First, let me make a general statement. Number one, anything that I say here is my personal view. It is my view as an individual. As if the young lady, when she was holding that sign yesterday, that was her personal view. It does not directly reflect my views. Occupy Grand Rapids is a loose group of a lot of people with a lot of different agendas and a lot of different ideas on how to fix things, or even the idea that things are broken. There tends to be, in situations like this, a certain type of people tend to rise to the top. And if you look at the message that myself and the other folks that were around her were portraying, which was the whole idea of the march yesterday was, this guy goes off to war twice, comes back unscathed, stands in front of in public, doing his duty, expressing his First Amendment rights, something that he went off to war to defend, and he gets hurt. Well, that's not right. So we were standing in solidarity and out of respect for this soldier that came back and did the right thing. He comes back and doing the right thing gets hurt. That's not right. We were trying to express our solidarity with that as a group, for one. We were also trying to express our solidarity as a organization as a whole, nationwide. I mean, the Occupy movements are loosely grouped together, and when you hurt one of us, you're going to hurt all of us, and that's a message that needs to be sent, that we are together. We are standing in solidarity, period. and people will have different ideas of what that is. This young lady was she has been to our meetings before, but she's never taken a real part in any of the organizations. She's never taken a real part in anything other than holding offensive signs. My big issue with it is, you know, if you feel that strongly that that's what you need to say, then say it by all means. It's a First Amendment right. Please do, if that's what you have to express. But don't cover your face with a mask. I mean, it's basically, if you're willing to express something, be willing to take the consequences. Be willing to just be willing to stand up for what you believe. And that was very cowardly, in my opinion.
All right, so what's your opinion? 800-510-8255 is the way you register your opinion, your thoughts. The email address is doug@dougstephan.com as we go through another week of conversation, the Occupy Wall Street folks, and whether they know what they're protesting, whether you approve it or not. I'm one who, as long as it isn't violent, there is a message for a lot of people here, a lot of different messages, because things are lousy. And this is a way for people to express themselves. This is much better than having people's emotions and feelings pent up, as far as I'm concerned. That is the protests are. This mechanism, through conversation and getting some of it off of your chest, this is a good valve, release valve as well. So help yourself as you will. Was it all caused by Bernie Madoff? Is he one of the people that's in the focus here? That's what some people think. People like him have caused people to get upset, and there's something to be said for that. 800-510-8255. One thing for sure, they're not protesting about Kim Kardashian. It's 13 past the hour on the countdown.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had, every year it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from and even the emotion that's involved in it we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them. And you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I think of Santa Rita as full-bodied.
I don't think she'd appreciate that.
I'm referring to Santa Rita Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon and its rich, robust taste. Have a sip.
Mmm, heavenly.
Enjoy a little taste of heaven. Santa Rita, named Winery of the Year by Wine and Spirits Magazine. Imported from Chile by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida. Through the end of the year, when you purchase Santa Rita wine, a portion of the proceeds will be donated toward phone minutes to help our troops stay in touch with their loved ones. Visit SantaRitaCares.com for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This season, when you trade in your old tangled-up Christmas lights at the Home Depot, you'll get up to $5 off a brand-new string of holiday LEDs. They'll burn even brighter and use up to 80% less energy. So to find a lower energy bill under the Christmas tree this year, just bring in your old lights, working or not, for up to $5 off a new string of LEDs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid to November 13th, U.S. only. Limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
800-510-8255 connects with us, callers and hosts and ideas and thoughts. That's what the countdown is about. the big hits from the week. Number one is the protesting, and here is host Blake Butler with an Occupy Asheville protester.
I saw that some folks were arrested last night because they were at Pack Square Park after 10 p.m. without a place to camp during the evenings. What's really going to happen with the folks that still want to be part of this 24/7?
It's not at all clear. And this one thing you got to realize, this Occupy movement is very, very new. Even New York is only 6 or 7 weeks old. Asheville's only 3 or 4 weeks old. And so this is a movement in the process of emerging and growing and flowering. And so none of us know exactly where it's going to end up. There is an attempt on the part of Occupy Asheville and the Occupy movements generally to challenge the notion that certain public spaces should be closed to public participation. And that's what was going on last night. There's an attempt to do it in a nonviolent, peaceful way, but to really stand our ground and say, this space belongs to the people of Asheville, it belongs to the people of the country, and if we're here not harming anyone, not challenging anything, but just here because it's a public space and because it's a good place to be and because we have a point we're trying to make about what's happened in this country, then we have a right to be here. Now, and of course, there is a 10 o'clock curfew in Asheville around some spaces. That curfew, and I don't know this for sure, but I've heard rumors that it was established during the civil rights movement in order to prevent activists from doing what they were doing then and what we're trying to do now and challenging this corrupt system that is now running the country. So we're trying to reclaim these public spaces as a way of getting a place where we can articulate this vision and this message that we have.
All right, here is talk host Mitch Henk talking about how the protesters say they're against greed, but he's not so sure that's a bad thing.
I'm just wondering, how do we, if the corporate greed is a problem, I never hear any solutions to the problem. How do we end corporate greed? Gordon Gekko, greed is good. Greed, you know, greed, by the way, if you want to really talk about it in economic terms, it's an incentive. People are motivated by financial incentive. You can call it greed if you want. Most people who serve on boards or serve as shareholders of corporations, they are motivated by making money. They're motivated by wealth. You call it greed if you want, but if you didn't have greed, who would ever get into anything? Who would ever do anything in terms of business? I've heard John Nichols, my buddy, from the Capital Times, always on radio, making fun of people he knows that are in business. All he cares about the money. All he cares about is the money. He thinks he's teasing them. But I think the underlying theme there from him is that people shouldn't care about money. That everybody should be involved in some altruistic endeavor in life. You shouldn't succeed or gain at the expense of somebody else, or without, or making more perhaps even than somebody else. But if we didn't have that, if we didn't have financial incentive or greed or the idea that you could actually make something, people wouldn't do it in most cases. I mean, sure, people love to do it. They have an idea. Maybe they think it's a wonderful thing. Maybe they're motivated by the fact that whatever they are inventing or investing in, people will want, there's going to be a market for it. But otherwise, what would motivate people to try to get ahead? What would motivate people to study hard? What would motivate people to work hard in the summers and save money for school? I mean, what motivates that? Are you motivated by money? You're motivated by financial independence? No, money doesn't buy happiness, but money can buy a lot. It can buy freedom.
Presidential race number two up next on the countdown.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As the gentleman says, the overview of the big hits in talk radio is what this program is all about. And we move from number one, the Occupy Wall Street protests, to number two, who's running for president on the Republican Party side. And Herman Cain seems to have gotten most of the attention this week. Here's talk host Peter Boyles with a caller about Herman Cain.
Hey, Mike, you're up.
For those people who are in love with Herman Cain, I don't think there's any question now that this isn't some, you know, smear campaign when the attorney for the accuser was on. There's no question something happened there. And interestingly enough, and I don't want to look like I'm defending Herman Cain, in a settlement agreement, okay, a negotiated settlement agreement, there's never any wrongdoing admitted. So he would be technically correct when they asked him, did you sexually harass anyone? And he said no, because even in the agreement, there's never an admission of guilt on either party. It's for each party to walk away. So that's technically correct. Now, when the question came up, were you ever accused of it? Well, certainly he was accused of it, but it doesn't mean he did it.
Well, the accusers want to talk. It's one of the women who accused Herman Cain of sexual harassment wants to be
She wants to be taken off.
Right. But it's going to cost them $40,000. Whoever wants to do this, they paid her $35,000 or $40,000.
The New York Times reported $35,000 plus, yeah, plus severance pay, which isn't really a lot of money if you think about it. But it's really it's money like to say, here, now go away. And there's no admission of guilt. There really isn't in those kinds of agreements. And from what I understand, it's not a big deal. It's not like really an ironclad contract that it's up to the restaurant association, if they're the ones that signed off on it, to say, yeah, go ahead, you could talk.
Well, it's been reported that Cain sometimes addressed to females that moniker, honey, words like honey or sweetheart or darling. And this is the political correct, have been used by men against women to objectify and oppress them and, quote, keep them in their place. So, I don't know about that stuff. The behavior is inappropriate, they're saying.
I would think, Peter, if this was a very forceful sexual harassment case and it went the route of EEOC, there would be a hell of a lot more than $35,000 and severance pay.
Here's host Keith Larson.
He acted like there was nothing, but then very quickly it's, well, yes, there was this, there was an accusation, it was false, I turned it over to my people. You know, apparently they executed the settlement. So it's like, you clearly knew that there was a something. Even if it's an entirely false accusation, you know that there is a something. You're running for president. You actually think that something's not going to come up? Right, wrong, fair, not fair, politics, nasty media, whatever. I'm not defending the media. I'm not saying it's nice. But you really think it's not going to come up? And so it does come up. And that's the best you've got in handling it, is to, you know, sort of stumble with it for a couple of days, which only draws it out. And he's going to try to make it out like, well, the organization just handled it. I had no idea. And I'm not buying that. He was the head of that organization. He's the CEO of the National Restaurant Association. Somebody makes an accusation against him, and the person's paid off and leaves the company, and he never knows that. He never knew again from that moment forward if that woman continued to work for the company or not. Come on! So often in the political realm, it's not the issue itself, the right or wrong of the issue or the incident itself. It all comes down to the handling. And here it is again. How can you be running for president and not be any better prepared to deal with something like that? And look, I don't know that that's a big thing, whatever, but it's there. He knows it's there.
Yeah, see them.
And you're no better prepared than that to deal with it? Come on.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. You know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused. But somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through June.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs, and my decision waiting for surgery to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk media in the focus here on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. As we continue overviewing what's going on here, we've had stories. Let's see here. Number one is the Occupy Wall Street protest. Number two, presidential race on the Republican side. Number three, the Obama jobs bill. Number four, what's going on in Europe with the G20 summit. Here are hosts Terry Travis and Tim Hole talking to a correspondent in Europe about the economic crisis in Greece.
What is going to happen if Greeks do get to vote on whether or not to take this bailout?
Well, that is exactly at the center of this controversy and the chaos that is prevailing in Greece right now. Many politicians within the government of Prime Minister George Papandreou feared that the Greek voters would actually say no to the bailout and no to continuing with the euro. And because of that fear, they rebelled against the referendum and are now close to forcing the prime minister to resign.
And what will happen then? I mean, we've seen the Greek cabinet members saying they won't support the prime minister. If the whole government goes, what happens next?
Well, they're making sure they went before the president today, who is a ceremonial individual, not really any powers, but they went before the president to try to form a cross-party government with a neutral person in the lead. If you can imagine Republicans and Democrats in the United States forming a new government and putting somebody independent at the head. That's what they're trying to do right now, to see if they can come up with such a coalition government and then ratify the debt deal that was struck last week with the European Union and the IMF.
What is it that the Greek on the street wants out of all of this, Tula?
Oh, well, the Greek on the street right now is furious with government, is very humiliated as a Greek because they believe that politicians have completely mishandled the crisis from beginning to end. And what they want is relief. They want settlement. They want a decision to be made and to be told, this is what you have to do, what we need to do as a country from here on to get out of the crisis. But it seems every single day, either a decision in Greece or in Europe tells them something else is coming new. They need to cut back somewhere new or more austerity measures. So for the Greeks, they've grown tired over 2 years of things just continually changing on them overnight. And they really do want consistency and some calm to the politics of Greece.
All right. So do you get a sense of what's going on over there at the G20 summit? Here's radio host Greg Jarrett with another reporter who's in France for the summit about the possibility of Greece just getting out of the Eurozone.
What is front and center? Is it? Are they all squabbling about Greece and the referendum and whether or not it's going to bail out of the eurozone?
Front and center is this eurozone and sort of the future of it and trying to figure out. It's basically France and Germany and you know France is the host nation. It is France, by the way, that picked the south of France as the place to hold this summit these days. But. They were hoping to have a broader conversation about the global economic health and trying to deal with things like, okay, is it time to start doing some stimulus globally? There hasn't, you know, it's been not every one of the G20 countries has agreed on the same way forward in dealing with this economic downturn. But nobody can deal with that now. Everybody's focused on, well, you got to get Europe together. And so that's what this all is about. In many ways, I was talking to a few of the Obama administration folks here, and I said, you know, we're not spectators, but we're not in the middle of this, right? This is a European problem. It is a Sarkozy problem, a Sarkozy and Merkel problem, the head of Germany, and the two of them are trying to figure out how to make sure that the Greek government doesn't fall over this. So that this can happen. I mean, because the fear isn't Greece. The fear is really Italy, right? If you can't fix Greece and this deal doesn't somehow work there, then you're not going to be able to deal with the problems that Italy is about to have.
You know, you say it's not our issue directly, but certainly indirectly it is a very impacting issue on our economy and 401ks, and everybody would feel it if Greece had went down.
You know, it's funny. That's the frustrating part here. You see it in the Obama administration officials talking with the Secretary of Treasury. You see it in, frankly, you know, you and me, everyday Americans, sit there. It's not our problem, but we, you know, it's contagious, you know, and so Europe has the money to do this, and whether they want, it's the future of whether the euro and this whole idea of a eurozone and, you know, their whole one currency thing, you know, it's on the line right now. You know, is this going to be one economic entity that is going to be the powerhouse they all thought it was going to be in competing with the United States and China and Japan? Or, you know, are they going to fracture like, you know, some had always feared could happen the minute there was the first economic downturn?
800-510-8255. We continue to focus mostly when we go through the top 10. We have points of view that are presented by various hosts. Hard to squeeze in your calls, but just in case we have a moment, we will squeeze in one. It's not the case at the moment as we move to number 5 on the countdown. What's going on in Israel with Iran in the focus? Here's Dan Kaplis, a talk radio host, with a debate about the possibility of whether there ought to be a preemptive military strike on Iran.
This story is not getting the attention it needs. Headline, Israel considers preemptive attack on Iran. Question for you is, should the U.S. join in if this comes down now? Story says, in part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to rally support in his cabinet for an attack on Iran, according to government sources. The country's defense minister and the foreign minister are said to be among those backing a preemptive strike to neutralize Iran's nuclear ambitions, but a narrow majority of ministers currently oppose the move, which could trigger a wave of regional retaliation. The debate over possible Israeli military action has reached fever pitch in recent days, with newspaper leader columns discussing the benefits and dangers of hitting Iran. And then it goes on from there. But this comes in conjunction with another story today about the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, report that's due out in a few days. But apparently the U.S. has an advanced copy along with Israel, et cetera. And the gist of it is, and the IAEA always, you know, very weak and unwilling to speak the truth. But the IAEA even making it clear that at this point, you know, Iran is doing lots of things that indicate that it is in the process of developing a nuclear weapon, and experts indicating that if Iran decides to just break away and make a dash for the weapon, it could have one within months.
Okay. Here's another radio man, Bill Carroll. Here he interviews a Middle East reporter and analyst named David Gilbert about how imminent a strike from Israel may be.
It really has become a big deal, especially in Israel now, where there's all kinds of buzz in the media about whether or not this strike is actually imminent. What's the latest you're hearing?
Well, it is a big deal, Bill. An Israeli test fired a ballistic missile, which could be seen over most of central Israel. That coincided with another week that the Israelis had taken part in a long-range Air Force exercise over the skies of Italy and over the coast of Italy, and it included aerial refueling, which is something that would be necessary if the Israelis were to mount an attack against the Iranians. Now, both of these events were planned long ago, but you can bet they were leaked in recent days in order to sort of up the ante against the Iranians. Now, what's going on behind the scenes here is that there's going to be a UN report released on November 8th, which is next week, which will probably come out and indicate that the Iranians are making steady and increased progress vis-a-vis their nuclear program and the nuclear weapons program. And I think the Israelis are feeling very hot under the collar right now in the sense that the world has very much turned their attention away from Iran. They're not paying attention to the Iranian steady drive towards nuclear weapons, Bill.
What's the Iranian government doing here? You know, I notice officially their position today seems to be, well, the press is speculating, but they're usually wrong about this stuff. Don't read too much into it. But it also reads to me a little like they're leaking it and then denying it. What do you think's happening?
Well, the Iranian military chief, you know, came out today and said he warned Israel and America that any sort of an Israeli attack against the Iranian nuclear program will exact a heavy price, not only against Israel, but against the U.S. as well. So I think, you know, that's the counter-argument against the military attack against Iran. In fact, I think the majority of the Israeli cabinet at this stage is against an attack, primarily because it'll likely mean thousands of rockets fired by Hezbollah, fired by Hamas, fired by Islamic Jihad, and perhaps Syria as well, into the Israeli heartland. Now, I think Bibi Netanyahu gets this, and I think he also gets that an Air Force attack probably won't succeed ultimately. The Israelis can certainly blow up a lot of buildings in Iran. They can certainly set back the military nuclear program in Iran, but they will not end the nuclear program with a military action. So I think Bibi understands this, and I think he understands that the next best option, or perhaps the least worst option here, is to impose extremely harsh sanctions against the Iranians, which will force them, he hopes, to stop their nuclear development or else run out of money. I think that's what he's playing for here. I think he's trying to up the ante and trying to scare the world about a potentially imminent Israeli attack in hopes of getting the rest of the world to cut off the Iranian oil supply, the export of the Iranian oil, which will then choke off the nuclear program, he hopes, and then avert a major war between these two powers here in the Middle East.
All right, we'll stay in the Middle East in a moment and see what's going on in Libya since the death of Gaddafi. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem
of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
One in five collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me hear on the countdown. The National Transitional Council has elected Abdurrahim Al-Kaib, an electrical engineer who spent decades as a dissident in exile, taught at the University of Alabama here in our country, and runs Abu Dhabi's Petroleum Institute. He is the acting prime minister to serve in that capacity until there's an election. So that's here we have an overview of from the point of view of host Mike Trevisano and Congressman Dennis Kucinich, the situation in Afghanistan compared to Libya.
So we have Al-Qaeda flags flying in Libya. We supported those rebels who are filled with Al-Qaeda members, yet we're fighting them in Afghanistan, and soldiers are dying fighting Al-Qaeda, and we supported them in Libya. Dennis, why doesn't anybody ask the president about that decision?
Actually, I was asking about that back in March when some of the early reports came out about elements of Al-Qaeda being involved with the so-called rebels, and asking, what are we doing here? Who are we actually supporting? And now we're seeing that the rebels, their stronghold in Benghazi, now has an Al-Qaeda flag flying over the courthouse. This is offensive to the soldiers who put their lives on the line in Afghanistan. Our hearts go out to the family of Ashley White and all the others who have lost a loved one, or who have had a loved one injured, or have a loved one serving over there. Meanwhile, in Libya, our tax dollars went to help these rebels knock over a government, and now the Al-Qaeda flag flies over the headquarters of the rebels in Benghazi. This is mind-boggling, Mike. Well, tell me what you know. I think I have an idea what you think about it, but tell me what you think about that.
If I told you, I'd lose the license, but I'll try to be nice here, okay? Forget my opinion. Forget your opinion for a second, Dennis. Why in these press conferences isn't the President of the United States presented with this type of question and challenged on that decision?
All right, we know what's going to happen in this conversation. So let's get away from the predictable. Actually, the Kardashian marriage, pretty interesting. The ladies of The View here talking about whether Kim Kardashian ought to give back her diamond ring.
Well, yes. I saw Kim this morning, not Kim, Chris on the I'm GMA something.
That's her mom, right?
Yeah, the mother. And yeah. Well, we know all about her. She was here yesterday. But she said she's not an Indian giver, so she would not give it back. That's what Chris said.
Well, I think it depends on how long you've been married. Mm-hmm. I think that she should give the ring back. I mean, it was a very short time. Even if he got the ring at a bargain, he did put the money out. I think the moral here is you never marry a man whose first name is the same as your mother's.
Though, I mean, do then all women who then either break up an engagement or get married and then have the ring have to then give
it
back?
I mean, depends on when.
Well,
I think if you get divorced after
10 days.
If you get divorced after a year or two, maybe you don't. But if it's 72, I think, she's got enough money. Give the ring back. You're certainly not keeping it as a symbolic gesture.
Very interesting.
interesting points about Kim yesterday, somebody on my other show, and they said that they thought that she really was sincere in the breakup, that she really did fall in love with the guy and it didn't work out. The reason being that if they were really cynical, they would have pretended they were together for a year and a half or so, do the red carpet and really play the game, and then get divorced.
No, we believe
that's a good point. So, yeah, that is a good point. Yeah, so
it's just that you give back to them.
That's happened to listen, Cheryl. I've taken those trips. I know sometimes you get to the bottom of the thing and you go, oh, man, why didn't I just go out the back door?
Do you give back the presents?
I kept one present.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard coast to coast on a lot of great radio stations like K57 in Guam, KGOE in Eureka, California, and KSYF in Somerset. Okay, so we are back on the countdown, our chart. Let me quickly review it before we get to a countdown extra. For those of you who are wondering, at number 10, the World Series and the retirement of Tony La Russa in that spot. The global scandal of money, John Corzine, former governor of New Jersey, up to his Mickey in that one. The Kardashian divorce, number 8. Conrad Murray's trial, number 7. Libya after Gaddafi, number 6. Whether Israel goes after Iran, number 5. The G20 summit, number 4. The jobs bill, number 3. Or jobs, I guess there are a number of jobs bills. The Republicans and Herman Cain, number 2. And the Wall Street protesters, number 1. Time now for a countdown extra. You may have heard on your favorite station this past week a discussion of what Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has said. He was focusing on inmates that are living on death row in our prison system. He said that they spend an average of 13 years waiting for their execution. He said that long periods of time waiting to be put to death amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. He made these comments after a Florida man was put to death last month for the murder of a police officer, which he committed over 30 years ago. So with that in mind, a number of callers have called a number of stations that we've monitored, and here's a sampling of them, starting with Dwayne in Florida.
I support the death penalty. I think the whole point of having a crime in the time. What I can't hardly support being conservative is the cost. The cost of putting one person, you know, to death, and the legal system, it's become a business. The whole penal system has become a huge business, and so sometimes you have to weigh the cost against, you know, what we're doing. And, I mean, you can feed people for years for what one person, you know, is put to death for. I don't think that they should have any rights. I mean, if we wanted to do something to cut the cost, I mean, if they don't have rights, we farm all these other jobs out overseas. Let's farm some of our prisoners out overseas.
Anything of that. Okay, up next, John calling in from New Jersey thinks we ought to stop seeking vengeance.
Every time we put to death somebody, something happens to our nation. And we diminish, I believe, our moral strength by seeking vengeance more than justice. And really, that's about it. But people should understand what they're talking about. This is not a Wild West show. We're dealing with human beings who need assistance. The final thing is that there are some states in our country which believe in what they call restorative justice, and that is by putting people together, getting those who have been offended with those who are the offenders to understand just what was going on and why these horrible crimes were ever committed. In that way, the people who have suffered an injury by the death of one of their relatives can better restore their own sense of being.
800-510-8255. Curtis is in Montana.
Well, my thoughts are on the death penalty is that when we consider the number of murders that take place in our country each year versus those that are put to death for the crime of murder, it's very, very small. And I think that when you take a life, you need to pay for it with your life. So I think all this other talk about racism or whatever it is, I believe that if you take a life, you owe your life.
All right, a lot of people agree with that point of view. And the final call we have is from a listener named Jesse in Kentucky on the death penalty.
I believe that when a person, man or a woman, abuses and rapes and kills a child, I think they need cruel and unusual punishment. I think they need to be put to death. And I think any person that kills a police officer should be put to death. I don't think they should wait 30 years or 10 years. I think they ought to get rid of them, send them back to where they belong.
All right, well, there's a beautiful way to end this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits every week in the world of talk radio and talk television and the new media. I'm Doug Steffen. At 59 past the hour, you have spent this hour listening to the Talk Radio Countdown. If the government